with Mike Dinn, former director of the Deep Space Communication.
I retired as director here in 1994, after 5 years of being director. Prior to that, I was the deputy director under Tom Reed from 83 to 89. But I initially arrived here in 1966 as the deputy director to a fellow called Bob Leslie, who was the original station director here. And so I ran the operations in 66, 67 during the first Surveyor soft landings, Pioneer 6. But then I was asked to go across to Honeysuckle Creek as the deputy there on the manned flight. So in 67, I think it was, I moved across to Honeysuckle and ran the operation at Honeysuckle for the next few years up till about 1970. So that took us through all the mainline Apollo activities. And then I came back here to help on the system design of this big antenna.
So you would have left Honeysuckle before Skylab then?
Yeah, I did. I left after Apollo 13. Came here, helped with the system design, and then I was asked to go to JPL. So I spent a year at JPL in 1972 working on the system design of this antenna. Because JPL is very good at building antennas. But when it comes to integrating it into an operation system, they weren't that skilled, so I went and helped on that. But luckily, I and Tom Reed and Bruce Window, who's here today, we decided it could support Apollo 17 if everybody pushed it. JPL weren't that keen. But anyway, I coordinated the JPL end of the Apollo support of Apollo 17, and it gave me the excuse to go to Houston during the mission. So I ended up getting to Houston during the launch and coast of Apollo 17 and sitting on the flight controls console with Ed Fendell, who was the communications flight controller, who I'd got to know over the years, and got to send a few commands to Apollo 17. So that was almost the second highlight of my career. When I came back at the end of 72, this was operational, and I was ready for a change, so I then moved for 10 years into Department of Defence on defence electronic projects from 73 to 83. But the opportunity came to go back to Tibbinbilla in 1983, so I came back here as deputy to Tom Reed again. And I was deputy through Voyager. I did the parts coordination of the Voyager works, and then in 89, when Tom Reed retired, I got the job as director here.
That Parkes work was to upgrade the Parkes antenna so it could receive the very faint and distant signal from Voyager as it went past Neptune.
Well, and the arraying and the microwave link. We put in a special microwave link, of which there's still a tower here, that goes from here up to Parkes. And so the signal that was coming in at Parkes was combined with the Tibbinbilla one. And so I helped make that work. So that was my job during Voyager Uranus and Voyager Neptune. Although by Voyager Neptune I'd become director. But in 94 the opportunity to retire came up, and the bureaucratic world was starting to become a bit more heavy-handed, and I thought, oh well, now's a good time to leave. So that was my highlight of my career.
So Mike, do you still follow what's happening in space?
Sort of, but not to the detail. Yes, I do, but not at the detail level I used to, of course. But yes, I do take an interest.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show, Mike.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you. That was Mike Dinn.